Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Megillah Daf Yudalit. We're starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing more Dinah Masafras. And we begin with the concept of a Psucha and a Stuma. We're going to see in the Gemara in a moment how exactly to define a Psucha and a Stuma. But the general idea is that some Parshias in the Torah are written as Psucha, they're open, whereas some are written Stuma, they're closed. So the Gemara tells us, Mezuzah is Tanay Tani Psucha, is Tanay Tani Stuma. In regards to writing a Mezuzah, when we write the Parsha of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, some say that Vahayim Shemaya, which follows immediately after Shema, that's written as a psucha, as open, where some say that's written as a stuma. Now, the reason why it would be written as a stuma is because in the Torah, right after the parsha of Shema, it ends off with Visharecha, so that's stuma. So therefore, in Mezuzah, according to the Shita, right after we finish Shema, we should also start Vahayim Shemaya as a stuma. However, Shmuel Bar Shila says, Mishmei Derav, Halach Kmishamer Psucha, the halach is like the one that should be written as psucha, as open. Why is that? Shein Zemekayim, because this is not its place. You're right in the Torah when we finish Shema. The parsha afterwards is written as a stuma. However, Vahayim Shemaya is not the parsha after Shema in the Torah. They're in two totally separate sections of the Torah. Therefore, when they're being written together in a mezuzah, they're written as a psucha. Now, we further explain how do we define psucha and stuma. So, psucha me raisha, stuma. If it's open from the beginning, that's a stuma. In other words, the beginning of the line is left blank, and only then the cipher starts writing. That's considered a parsha stuma, closed parsha. However, psucha me saifa, psucha. If it's open at the end, then it's a psucha. In other words, if the writing finishes in the middle of the line, and there's at least 9 letters of space till the end of the line, which are left blank. So when the cipher starts writing on the next line, that's considered a parsha psucha. Now, psucha mikan, umikan, stuma. If it's open from here and from there, that's actually considered a stuma. In other words, the cipher finished writing a parsha on one line. There was less than 9 letters of writing ability left till the end of the line. And on the next line, he didn't start writing right away. He left a little bit of a blank and continued writing. That's a stuma as well. On to more dinim. Tava hishma pasuk achad. Let's say the cipher made a mistake and he left out a full pasuk. So im yesh b'shtayim shalosh shidin. So if all he has to do is erase 2 or 3 lines, and then he's able to fill in that pasuk that he missed, and also those lines that he wrote. So metakna, he could fix it up. V'karabai could be read from, no problem. However, arba, 4 lines have to be erased. Ain't a karabai, he's not to read from it. The servitar is not proper. Nerbs Ayer says v'shem rechananol af bekarakein. Same thing with a tear. If there's a tear in the parchment, if it goes through 3 lines, it's allowed to be sewed up. But if it goes through 4 lines, it's not allowed to be, and it's pasul. More dinim. Tanami v'abraisa. Save sheish b'shtayim v'shalosh talyos b'chol daf adaf a sefer, meaning a sefer Torah that has 2 or 3 mistakes on every single column. That's what a daf is. It's a column, and the mistakes that we're talking about over here are missing letters that the cipher now has to be toile. He has to write them in the space in between the 2 lines. He's writing it a little bit above the word, so he has 2 or 3 mistakes on every single column. Metakna, he can fix it up, v'karabai, and read from it, no problem. However, arba, in a karabai, if it has 4 mistakes, he's not allowed to read from it because it looks manumra, it looks like it's spotted. Every column, you see 4 mistakes. There's 4 seemingly random letters in between the lines, so that's possible. As a gemara v'tanu, we have a braisa, sefer sheyesh bo shmein v'chamesh toyes k'parshas v'hibin soya aron, metakna v'karabai. A sefer that has 85 mistakes, like the parsha of Ahiman Soya Aroin, he could fix it up and read from it, but mashma no more than 85 mistakes. Whereas if the Sefer Torah has 3 mistakes per column, it's going to have way more than 85 mistakes. So Rav Shammai answers, Kam Sefer Gadol, Kam Sefer Katan. One's talking about a large Sefer, one's talking about a small one. In other words, a Sefer Torah that has a large Ksav, which means it has a lot of pieces of parchment, so that's allowed to have more mistakes, as opposed to Sefer Torah that has small Ksav, so has very few pieces of parchment, that's only that have 85 mistakes. However, Rav Zarsim Shem Rechananel, Matzobai Daf Echad Shalim, Matzlos Kulai. Even if the Sefer Torah has 4 mistakes per column, if you found 1 column which is Shalim, so then that saves the entire Sefer Torah and it's not a problem. So now we ask, Ma Shalim, what does that mean? It's Shalim, it's whole, it has no problems. Does that mean that Shem by Shalosh Toyes, it doesn't have 3 mistakes, meaning it has no mistakes whatsoever? Oy, Shalim Shem by Arba. It means that it's Shalim, that it doesn't have 4 mistakes, meaning all the other columns have 4 mistakes, this one has 3 mistakes, and so that saves it. And without answering this, the Gemara brings a story. Chagra, the brother of Rabba Rabina, Yoav Reisler of Chananel, he gave a Torah to Rav Chananel to check, Vikarabah, and he was reading it, seeing if there's a problem with it. Rav Chananel told him, Hadai Reisach, Tzrichat Tzloy, this Torah of yours, it requires clarity. There's so many mistakes in it, we're going to have to really think about it to see how we can make a mutter to read from. And B'Saif at the end, Motzba Daf Echad Shalim, Behitzel Skula, he found the whole column that was fine, it was Shalim, and that saved the whole thing. And but once again, we have the same question, Ma Shalim, what does it mean it was Shalim? Shame by Toyos? Oy, Shalim, Shame by Arba. It didn't have any mistakes or just didn't have 4. And we conclude without an answer. More dinim, Rav quotes Rav Chananel B'Shem Rav, Tifura Halacha Mashmi Sinai. The fact that the Urias, the pieces of parchment that make up a Sefer Torah, have to be sown together, that's Halacha Mashmi Sinai. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah says B'Shem Rishmol Rav Yitzchak, Kishrei Tefillin Halacha Mashmi Sinai. The proper way to tie a knot on Tefillin, the Tefillin Shal Yad and Shal Rosh both need a knot, the way to properly tie it is Halacha Mashmi Sinai. Now about the straps of the Tefillin, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Efzekas Ritzuasa de Tefilasa, the strap of his Tefillin tore. Shal Rav Babar Mamol, he asked Rav Babar Mamol, can I sew the strap together? Amrali told him, no, the Pasuk says, Ukshartam, which literally means that you shall tie them. them. How his drasha is afilu kshira tama, even the tying has to be tam, has to be whole and complete. We have a similar drasha by uchsav tam, that the ksiva has to be tama, and here Bar Mamal is telling him that even the kshira, the straps, the ritsuas of the tefillin have to be whole and they're not allowed to be sewed. Now, Rabza'ira, if the gudid ritsuasa, Rabza'ira, the stitch of his ritsua broke, which means it had already once broken and he had sewed it, and now the stitch ripped, and Shalav Chunalav Katina Ushrain Lay, he asked Chunalav Katina, and they permitted him to re-sew it, and Isik Zmantinyanos, it tore again Ushrain Lay, and they permitted him, however, to Laman Ulfun, this is Shalayman Adin, this is not proper. As we had just said before, you're not allowed to sew the straps of tefillin together. They tear, you get new straps, so this is Shalayman Adin. Now, Rabba, Bered Rav Chia Bar Ba, quotes Rav Chia B'Shem Rav Yechanan, Halacha Zeh Shu Taifer, this Halacha Mishvzina that we just mentioned before regarding sewing a Sefer Taira, Tzarech Shehei Mishayr Mil Malon Mil Maton, he has to make sure to leave some space at the top and the bottom of the Sefer Taira that's unsewn, Kedei Shalei Kara, so they shouldn't tear. Sometimes a person might be pulling the Sefer Taira, one this way, one that way, and if it's sewn all the way from the top to the bottom, it might tear. Therefore, if there's a little bit of space, so there could be some give at the top and bottom, then it won't tear. However, when he said this, Umachilei Omaicha, he clapped him on the forehead, and he said as follows, Im halacha lama lo yikara, vim lo yikara lama halacha. If you're saying it's halacha mashmi sinai, so then you don't need to give an answer so that it doesn't tear. And if you have to give a reason, do this so that it doesn't tear, so then why are you saying it's halacha mashmi sinai? Halacha mashmi sinai doesn't need a reason to it. And so that's a question. Moving on to Yodal and Beis on top, now we're going to have a number of dinim, all regarding Sefer Torah and some by tefillin. Halacha mashmi sinai is you kaisvin ba'irais. Halacha mashmi sinai is that you have to write on ayr, on hide of an animal, and because in bidiyai, one has to write with diyai, which is a special ink, and with sarglin bakane, one has to etch lines with a reed. Those are the lines that are etched into the parchment. That's called sirtut. And vikarchin b'seyar, this is specifically regarding tefillin, that after the parshas of tefillin are written, they need to be rolled up and tied with animal hair. And v'talin b'matlis v'davkin b'devek, big machlek is what it's referring to. According to some, it means that if there's a tear in the tyra, you could patch it and glue that patch. Also, v'tayfrin b'gidin, when we sew the sefer tyra, that's done with gidin, which is sinews from an animal. You don't use regular cotton or linen thread. It has to be sinews from an animal. And uchshu tayfer, yehi tayfer k'tefer hazeh, when he sews them, the stitch should be like this. Also, big machlek is what that means, like this. According to Chaim Kanievsky, it means make a thin stitch, not a wide stitch. Now, more about writing. The amount of space in between each line has to be the size of the lines themselves, meaning the size of the ksav. And ben teva l'teva, the amount each word is kemloi ois, the amount that one could write a letter in. And ben ois l'ois, kol shehu, the amount of space in between each letter has to be just a little bit. Now, ben daf l'daf, mloi gudol, the amount of space in between columns should be a thumb's width. Also, seifa daf shavlat chilasai puzzle. If the end of one column is right next to the beginning of the next one, so it's puzzle, which means they're too close together, it's puzzle because it looks like one. Also, tzarch litin revach b'sefer mal malon shtei etzbayos mal matan shalosh. In regards to writing, the cipher has to leave two finger widths of space at the top, and only then he starts writing, and at the bottom, he has to make sure there's three finger widths. Now, Rabbi Amichi says that b'tayra mal malon shalosh mal matan tefach, when writing a tayra, there has to be three finger breadths of space left on top, and below, it's a full tefach. So he argues with the previous man to Omar. Now, b'tzarch shehei mishayir being sefer l'sefer, kemloi arba shitin, in between each sefer, meaning in between Bereshis and Shmais, Shmais and Vayikra, so on and so forth, of there has to be four lines of space left, and only then he could start writing the new sefer. Now, Ubinavi shel shnemasar shalosh, when he's writing treyasar, there's three lines. That's because all the Navim and treyasar are considered like one. It's not separate svarim, so therefore there's only three lines left in between. And back to writing a Torah, but Tzarkshay Gomer be'emtza daf u'maschol be'emtza isai, when he finishes writing one sefer and starts the next one, he finishes and starts in the middle of the column. That way there shouldn't ever be a tzad of cutting the sefer Torah into pieces so that we can have one chumash here and one chumash there. We need to make sure that it's one long thing, and therefore he finishes writing one sefer and begins writing the next one in the middle of the column. Now, Ubin Navi, Gamer B'Sefer Maschel B'Rashai, when he's writing Nevi'im, he could finish at the end of the column and begin writing at the next column because it's okay to split Nevi'im up. It's not a problem. If he has a Shua and Shaiftim, he could separate those because those are two different Sfarim. However, Ubin Navi Shal Shnei Masar Asar, with Trey Asar, that's Asar because we just said before, all of Trey Asar is considered like one. Continue with this. Ein Oisin Yuriya Pchusa Mishalish Dapin, a Yuriya, which is a piece of parchment. It can't be less than three columns, v'lo yisrael shmaina, and not more than eight columns. If it's less than three columns, that means that the stitching of the pieces of parchment that he's connecting with each other are too close together, and that doesn't look nice, and more than eight is too long. However, hadadat amar b'tchila, that's only at the beginning, meaning the majority of the Torah. Aval b'saif afilu kalshu, when we're talking about the end of the Sefer Torah, there could even be a little bit left, because that's the end of the Torah. However, ubeklafim, when we're dealing with the yuriyos themselves, meaning the actual pieces of parchment, lo nasu cham shir, the cham didn't give a shir, there's no specific minimum or maximum amount of pieces of parchment that a Sefer Torah is allowed to be written with. More dinim, this time regarding the parchment, but it's actually a kosev al hagvil b'makam haseyar, when he's writing on gvil, it has to be in the place of the hair. Now, this is referring to the hide of the animal. And when we say gvil, that's referring to the original hide. All they did was tan it and process it and make it usable for writing. They scraped the hair off. That's the outside part of the animal. And that area is where he's supposed to write on. However, v'al ha-klaf, if he's writing on klaf, b'makom nechoshtoi, he has to write on the inner part, on the base. Now, what's klaf? So klaf is when they take the gvil and they split it into two. That is able to be done because it has two different parts to it, the outer part and inner part of the hide. So if he splits the hide into two, the klaf is the outer part. However, when he's writing just on klaf, he has to write on the inner part of it, the one that was facing the animal's body. And imshina pasal, if he changed, it's pasal. Another din, lo yei kais of chetzi al ar v'chetzi al klaf. He can't write half of it on ar, which is the gvil, that's the original hide, and half of it on klaf, which again is the hide once it's split. And that's because it looks like two svarim that are pieced together, and that's not nice. Aval kais of chetzi al ar behema tahira v'chetzi al ar chaya tahira. He could write half of it on the hide of a kosher animal and half of it on the hide of a kosher wild animal such as a deer. That's okay. More about the klaf, ain kaisun el ar behema tahira. No writing except for on the hide of a kosher animal. Now, matam, what's the source for this? That's because the pasuk says leman tia taras Hashem beficha, so the Torah Hashem will be in your mouth. Now, literally understood, this means that you should learn Torah with your mouth. However, the drasha is mimasha tanoisin beficha. You're only allowed to write on something which you're allowed to put in your mouth, so that'd be a kosher animal. As more of a tani, kaisun al gabi ar nevel sa trefas, that we're allowed to write on the hide of a nevel and trefa, and you can't eat nevel and trefa. And the answer is that no, mina da noisin beficha. The pasuk is just telling us the type, the min, the species that one is allowed to eat, so its hide is allowed to be used for cloth, but it doesn't mean that it actually has to come from an animal that was shechted properly and you were actually literally allowed to eat from. More dinim, v'aisim amod l'sefer b'saifai, we make a pole, which is an eitz chayim, for a sefer, referring to sefer of nevim or ksuvim at the end of it, so then the entire scroll could be rolled around the pole, and l'tayra, mikan and mikan, here and there, that's what we call the atzei chayim, that's how we do hagba, we have two poles, not just one. L'fikach, therefore, garlan ha-sefer l'tchilasai, we roll a sefer to the beginning, meaning as we had just said before, if we have one eitz chayim at the end of the sefer of Nach, so when you roll it, that means you're rolling it from the end to the beginning. But Torah lemsa isa, but the Torah has to be rolled to the middle. Now Rav Shmuel quotes Rav Zairu, says b'shem Rav Chiya bar Yosef, afilu shtei riyos, even two sections of parchment, which means you don't have to roll a sefer Torah to the middle, as long as you leave two sections of parchment at the beginning or end, that's also okay. However, Rav Zairu quotes Shmuel bar Shilas b'shem Kahano, b'van makam atefer, that when a sefer Torah is being rolled, whether it's to the middle or to the side, it has to be rolled on the place of the tefer, of the seam, where two different pieces of parchment were connected to each other, and that's because if it's rolled too tight by accident, it's not going to tear the parchment, it's just going to separate the two pieces of parchment. And one more, Dan Rav Acha says, b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, sefer she'ein olav mapa, if a sefer doesn't have a cloth covering on it, hayf chayal ksav, he has to turn it over on its writing, kadei shelo yizbaza ksav, so the ksav is not in a state of degradation, just being left open. For example, if he's in the middle of reading from it and he had to step away for a moment, or if he's a sefer and he's writing and he's stepping away, or back then, since all of their sfarim were written on parchment, they didn't exactly have a printing press then, so they would put them in the aron or in the shelf, just as is, so if they didn't have a proper covering, it has to be turned over, so this ksav is facing down, that way it's not left open and exposed, which again, as we said, is not proper for it. We're going to stop here for today and pick up tomorrow, continue with these discussions, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.